The astral body of a half-elven mage forms in a strange, secluded corner of the astral plane. Her blonde hair is a tangle, even as an ethereal projection. A small assembly of cloaked figures stand in wait for her arrival, their faces all obscured by darkness.
"You're late, Alora,"
scolds a blue-robed figure.
"The Dungeon Master's Guild grows impatient."
Alora responds in exasperation. "I was held up. The plan did not go as expected. Some tiefling idiot maimed Smaldoni, ruining the final showdown with Justino. I'm afraid the result was rather anticlimactic." Panicked murmuring spreads across the shadowy group. The blue robe gestures a hand and the group falls silent.
"It is no matter. As we all know, our overlords have grown disinterested since the Broccoli War was ended. They thirst for something more exciting. Our sacrifice of Prince Eden was not enough. We must bring New Ham and Old Ham to war. From the ashes of some, the realm will live on."
The group repeats this in unison in an unsettling chant. Alora rolls her eyes. The Dungeon Master's Guild was always consumed with corny theatrics.
"As for this group of foolish adventurers, make sure they become suitable protagonists. They have been set on that path already."
Alora nods in acknowledgement as the figures vanish one by one into mist. Last time, on Questies, Fnabby and Megan made some cash at the card tables with the help of a magical imp.
"Deal me in. What does the demon say?"
"Does Fnabby have a good hand?"
I feel like I should have been more specific, like, should Fnabby fold?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
A rival crime lord busted up the Justino speakeasy with the Questies trapped inside.
"And then the mage that's with Smaldoni is going to take one of her acid bombs, and she's going to chuck it in this horrible explosion which just totally obliterates half the room."
Zeph gave Smaldoni a taste of his own medicine.
"And Zeph takes the acid bomb and grabs him by the head and tries to shove that thing into his head."
"Oh fuck, you two-faced him."
An injured Bixie Fellows, who the Questies were looking to question, flew the coop.
"Ah, they're here to kill me!" And then he just dashes out the window and flies away.
And a nearly dead Zeph floated down to safety while the city guard showed up to the crime scene.
"You guys are going to bust out the front door, and there are city guard members, weapons drawn in every direction."
"Oh shit, hands up."
I'm Garrett, the Dungeon Master, joined by Eno,
Zephyr Oath Highspire, Tiefling Sorcerer,
Ro,
Nora Denkleaf, Halfling Rogue,
Jules,
Nabcup Duckleok Wombin, Gnome Cleric,
Andrew,
Megan, Human Wizard,
and Grady,
Hawk Moonwing, Human Rogue.
And this is Questies.
Zeph, you reflect as you float slowly down to the base of New Ham on how you totally splash acid in Smaldoni's face, and he is now two-faced, yeah. Literally.
He's even smaller, Donny.
His Donny is the tiniest Donny that anybody's ever seen. Did I splash acid onto his Donny?
His Donny, no. Yeah, you missed his small, but you got his Donny. Meanwhile, Hawk, Megan, Nora, and Fnabby are all surrounded by the city guard, who say, "Halt!"
Yeah, I'm gonna put my hands right the fuck up.
Yeah. Yep. Same.
I'm gonna roll over like a dog.
I am going to put on the most casual air I have and just kind of like walk away like, "I'm just a child exiting a bar."
Oh, you're trying to...
just a drunk child.
No. I'm just a child.
Are you going to stick with them or are you trying to walk away?
I guess I'll stick with the rest of them, but...
It's up to you.
I look around for Warwick.
Warwick Mad Tower. Well, as you have that thought, pulling up the rear, runs up to you, sword drawn, he sheathes it up and he says, "What happened?" Because it's Warwick Mad Tower, your good friend from the Restless Quill.
The other bar.
The good bar.
The good bar. Mr. Good Bar.
Warwick, Smaldoni and his cronies just killed Justino, the patriarch of the Justino clan. They are down in the basement as we speak.
And Warwick says, well, you heard him. Get down there. And then a couple groups run up, but the other ones stand guard, and they go down the stairs. And Warwick says, guys, you know how this looks. I've got to cuff you.
What? We were being attacked just like
everyone
else.
Just go with it. Just go with it, Nora. I mean, just go with it, young halfling that I've never met. if you're willing, he's going to cuff you all.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean.
I guess so.
I mean, he's
this
not going to.
Please stay.
I don't want to get Fantasy World tased or anything.
What's with the little boy, Warwick? You going to cuff the little boy?
Help, I'm so innocent. What happened down there? Somebody threw up on my sleeve.
Listen, we'll take him down to the station. We've got questions for him, and he brings you out of there.
I saw a man's head explode.
As you guys are walking, not to the police cars, because there doesn't exist.
To the fantasy police cars.
To the wagons?
Gyrocopters?
Yeah, I guess to the wagons pulled by fantasy horses.
Unicorns?
One of them's going to run up that went down to the basement, and he's going to say, they're gone, sir. But the place is fucked. And you're going to be brought to the jail, and he's going to put you into a jail cell.
No.
You didn't read us our rights. I want an attorney.
Warwick is going to bend down. He's like, good, good. Keep it up. Make this believable.
Make what believable?
Did he wink at us at some point, maybe?
When we get into the jail cell, Fnabby's going to try to recollect all of his magic items that he left.
Okay, yeah, you get those back from Warwick or whoever. Meanwhile, Zeph has floated down to the canyon ground below Newham. Zeph, you have an arrow sticking, like, through your horn, and you are nearly dead.
I'm not looking good.
So you float down, and you reach the ground, which is just an industrial trade area. There's no residential streets or anything. It's just, like, docks and warehouses and shipyard, and it's in the middle of the night, so no one is around. Since it's mostly deserted, you figure it won't be too difficult to sneak around and not be detected by anybody.
So everybody lives in the floating pods?
Yes, no residential area down here, just a port and warehouses for trade and mining equipment and that sort of thing. You remember the way you got back into Newham was through these little pod elevator things that shot you up into the floating city?
Is there somewhere obvious I can go to just, like, take shelter for the night and, like, lick my wounds?
Yeah, you think you can find shelter somewhere in this maze of catwalks and shipping equipment.
Okay, sounds good. So I think I will sleep it off.
Meanwhile, the rest of the group is in the station, and Warwick is like, look, I've got a lot to do tonight. Just sleep here. Take a load off. We'll get you out of here. We'll get back. I'll tell you what I can find out. Okay?
Wait, you gotta look out for Bixby, the Kenko. He's got vials of the purple goo in his coat. Watch out for him. He's gonna make people crazy.
Bixby's a small-time crook. I've never seen him mess with anything that big. Listen, listen, we'll just talk about this tomorrow. Just get some rest.
All right, well, watch out for that creep.
All right, well, I'll keep an eye out. Thanks, Nora.
Are there any cots or anything in the cell?
Yeah, they're meant for... They're kind of designed for drunkards that are gonna spend the night, so it's not super...
Oh, we're in the drunk tank, yeah.
I take the nicest cot.
Role play! All right, Fnabby gets the nicest cot.
Cool. So I guess we should all just... So I guess we should all long rest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can long rest.
So that means I get my hit points back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I say, Megan, we have to find Zeph. Tonight, you should prepare the spell. Locate object, or I will, but let's not double our efforts. You know what I'm saying, Megan?
Sure. Okay.
Wait, Megan, do you remember the headphones that Zeph wore, the ones he always was wearing?
Yeah, the one with the shins?
The shin, yeah, whatever that is, yeah. You'd say you're real familiar with that object, right?
Yeah, I'd say. I like Shoots Too Narrow.
All right, you can...
That's a Shins album for...
I know he would never let that fall out of his grasp. I know how much he likes that.
Yeah, I can do that. I can get a sense on that guy.
I'm going to go back to Zeph for a second. Zeph, you took a short rest. It seems like you regained a bunch of hit points using your hit die. What do you want to do? I think you... At this point, you're pretty confident your friends will come look for you, but...
I mean, it kind of floated down in the middle of the city, and the pods were kind of on the outskirts that shot you up into it, right? So I'm...
Yes. So you've got, like, a couple hours to walk, especially because it's rough terrain. So do you want to just, like, make your way in that direction?
That sounds good.
I'm going to go back to the main group. You had your long rest, but it wasn't quite a nice...
What did we get locked up for? Why aren't we in the clink?
Hey, it's a free bed, Hawk.
He left us.
I think it's just for show. I think...
Mad Tower comes in, and he's like, listen, my boss is going to grill you guys. Just say you know nothing. You were there for a drink, and they'll get you out of there, all right?
You seem kind of suspicious, man.
You want to roll an insight check?
Yeah, for what it's going to be worth. I got a 4.
Okay, he's the most trustworthy person you've ever met.
But you're just so handsome, I'm tired.
He smiles when you say that, and his gold tooth shines.
Looking like Army Hammer over here, this motherfucker.
You guys all get questioned by his boss, who's just like... Damn it, Mad Tower, give me your badge and your gun. What do you guys know? Tell me everything.
We were there getting drinks at the bar, and then we were there...
Wait, I'm sorry, wait, rewind.
We were getting drinks, he wasn't. Uh-huh. He got fries and
I got him
a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and then this guy's head exploded all over my fries and fizzy water.
Yeah. I was down in the gambling area downstairs... And
you were in the illegal speakeasy.
I mean, hey man, what are you gonna do? I was there.
I'm gonna charge you.
Well, all right. There we go. Do you want me to tell you what happened, or should I just leave it at that?
Go on.
Wait, before we give you any more details, we're good. We have immunity, right? We're good, right?
I'm asking you guys the questions. You're the ones locked up. For all I know, you killed that whole bar.
No.
Why would we do that?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to lay some truths on you, and then you're going to see the errors of your way. So we're there seeing what was going on. I was trying to watch this shady Bixby dude, who, by the way, you all need to watch out for, because he's a dangerous guy, and he's got some dangerous stuff on him.
Bixby Fellows you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on a radar for a while.
Yeah, he's got some real dangerous stuff on
him.
Would
you testify?
Yeah.
I'm no narc.
Boy, where did you learn these terms?
With the...
He's got fantasy HBO. Fantasy Oz Season 2 is insane.
I'm watching Bixby because he's got this purple goo weapon stuff in his coat. And then Smaldoni shows up with a bunch of, like, a mage and some other goons. And they start blowing the place up with this yellow, orange, whatever stuff. They start shooting fireballs, blowing holes in the wall. They burnt...
Justino. He knows for some reason.
To a skeleton. And he was all like, ah! And Smaldoni's got like Two-Face and right. It was crazy. And Smaldoni said he was taking over. So
there was a wizard woman.
A wizard woman, eh?
Yeah, she shot fire at our friend.
So you're giving me everything.
Gosh, I hope he's okay.
Even though I'm in the guard, that's very patriotic of both of you to give me as much as you have.
We're innocent.
All right, fine. You're free to go, but just be around. We might have some more questions for you.
All right.
And he lets you all out.
Sick.
Cool.
You're on your way out, and Warwick catches up to you.
Gosh, we're sure lucky he didn't ask me for ID.
I thought you guys didn't trust the guard.
Yeah, well, you know, it was either tell them what happened or take the blame for something we didn't do.
Fair enough.
Smaldoni and his crew can go fuck themselves.
Fair enough. Where's your friend, by the way? Where's the tiefling?
That poor bastard got knocked out of the fucking sky, and who knows where he is.
I think he's with the angels now.
I don't think that's where tieflings end up, buddy.
Can we just have a minute of privacy, please?
Warwick's like, right, of course. He walks away.
As soon as he gets away, I'm like, do we trust this guy?
I don't know who to trust.
All roll insight checks? I mean, because Hawk, you do trust him.
I think he's okay. I guess that's why I was helping the cops.
I got a 12.
8.
2.
I got a
God, motherfucking party of suckers.
I got a 16.
Megan, you get the best read. As far as you can tell, he has no ulterior motives. He really does seem to think that this is important.
Yeah, I suppose we can trust him. I think he's fine. I mean, he helped us out and got us out of prison, so...
All right, Warwick. Zeph fell down. As far as we know, he fell straight down. Do you know the quickest way to get down?
He's like, yes, follow me.
So Warwick brings you to one of the elevator pods near the speakeasy named Shipport. It's still dark in the very early morning hours before dawn, and you all go to the industrial surface below the city. And you can see up to the area that was the speakeasy, but now there's this destroyed hole in the side of the floating city, and there's a magical spotlight sort of floating and shining onto it, hovering in the sky.
So we make our way over there, and then when we get kind of close... Megan, do you want to cast that spell? I mean, I do it myself, but you're so good at it and all.
Alright. And I'll cast Locate Object for the fucking Beats by Dre headphones that he's always got on.
So, Zeph, what were you doing?
I was just kind of like hobbling cautiously toward where the pods were.
Okay. It like bloop, 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 bloop. How does it work? You know which direction it's in?
Describe or name an object that's familiar to you. You sense the direction to the object's location as long as that object is within 100,000 feet. If the object is in motion, you know the movement, the direction of its movement.
Okay, it's moving towards where you're coming from.
All right, guys, I've got a read on him. I guess let's just go meet him and pick his ass up.
All right.
Sure.
Chudge, 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 chudge.
I still have Thurgood in my pant leg.
Okay. Good. Zeph, you see them first.
Zeph is walking toward the city pod, like the transport pod, and he's just like, I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known.
Are you trying to make a dramatic entrance?
I don't know what you're fucking talking about. I'm just like...
You're just living walking. Your own life?
Yeah, I'm just living me.
All right, and then Megan goes like, I know that song. And then she looks up. She's like, oh, it's him.
Megan and Zeph are reunited.
Through Green Day.
Y'all, I would really love to take a bed in a sleep. I'm feeling rough. I'm burnt up pretty bad.
You look rough, buddy.
What are we doing? Help. And then I sit down.
Is he still at one, or did a short rest get him?
I short rested some HP back, but I'm still not good.
Oh, Zeph, you're fucking crazy.
Man, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to get a bagel and some eggs and maybe a nice fluffy mattress with a really sweet comforter and...
You feeling okay, kid?
You know, I'm just a little emotional right now. I'm just glad to see my friends again. I've been walking for a long time by myself. I thought I was a goner. I thought they were goners.
Hawk goes up and gives him a big hug, like aww, around the knees.
Oh, yeah, Zeph hugs back. It's like, I'm so glad to see you, kiddo. I'm so glad that you're still alive. I didn't know what was gonna happen.
I thought you'd be splattered.
I thought y'all would be disintegrated by acid bombs.
That's rough.
Zeph, terrible idea. Bad pitch. Let's go back to the Bullywugs and just live there. They probably got over that purple stuff by now. I bet they would love us. We could just stay there.
You know, Fnabby, that's the first logical thing I've ever heard you say. But I think we got to follow this thing through. You know, the more I think about it, the more I believe that space wizard that told us that we have to stick together or else we would be hunted.
You make me sick. Let's go to bed.
All right, let's get this dickhead home. Come on. Let's find a bed for him to go to.
All right, listen. Zeph, you got to put something on or something. Small Donnie's going to be looking for you. You have disguises. You have something like that.
I can give you sad clown makeup.
Zeph will cast Disguise Self to look like a commoner. Just a regular-ass commoner. Maybe elf, so that he's a little taller than he was, but that accounts for the horns. And that lasts an hour, so hopefully that will get us to our domicile.
Yeah, I think you made it most of the way there. So you get back, Warwick flashes his city guard ID. You get back in, you get back to the Restless Quill. And he's like, fine, it's safe here. Cass is like, I saw the news orb. What happened last night?
Shit sucked, Cass. It was a bad night for all of us.
Yeah. Shit got crazy. My head got burnt, but it looks cool, so, you know.
I am digging the new side shave.
Hey, that's more looks like a great. Sideburn. Sideburn?
I don't want to call it a sideburn. Zeph casts Minor Illusion to do like a TV display like recap of everything that happened for Cass.
Great.
Like, yeah. Just like
previously on Questies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cass procures some popcorn and eats it while watching. You're all caught up with one another, so we don't have to do any more recap.
Great.
Yet. Cool. Warwick says, Zeph, I know you told me to take a look into Grok Stromhammer, and I'll get to that, but I gotta tell all of you guys, and he's talking now to Cass, Tia, and Duke, and I guess you all went up to his private chambers. He's like, listen, things have been heating up here lately. I don't know if you noticed, but Ed and Cuthbert, the prince, he went missing. It turns out now his disappearance is officially being blamed by the New Ham government on Old Ham. We might see a war coming. There's conspiracies floating around that he's been assassinated. And Cass is like, that happened in front of us.
Wait, he was assassinated?
No, I mean, we saw him. He wasn't assassinated. Yeah. We know it has nothing to do with... It was no Old Ham conspiracy, right?
No, he's all jumped up on purple business.
Yeah, and some crazy gizmo that fucking Small Donnie's wizard lady also has. So...
Warwick, listen, we got a good rapport, right?
Yes.
He's the worst talk show host I've ever seen in my life.
Cass was telling me the same thing, but he was supposed to be... He was so charming when he was over here. I don't know what happened to him. I guess he was a little cheesy at times. I guess it's a lot better to put up with when he's not trying to kill you or make you fight to the death, huh?
Yeah.
Warwick says, Bixie, he's known around the city guard. Small-time crook. The worst he's wanted is for robberies. Up until this point, he wasn't even on our radar as somebody to track. But I know you said Jiminy picked him out, and you said he had that purple shit on him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is he a known associate of Smaldoni, or...
He's a Justino.
Well, he wasn't a Justino, as far as we could tell. He was working with Smaldoni.
I don't know. When he saw Smaldoni's mage, he was like, she's here to kill me.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he thought you, Nora, were there to kill him.
Well, I was. this dipshit thought the whole world was revolving around him, and the Smaldoni blowing up Justina's place is all about him. Fucking asshole. But, you know, whatever.
I mean, he did jump the fuck out the window and try to fly away.
Maybe he was double dipping.
It's possible. Megan, you look like a person that can read people. Did you get any laydown on what Bixie was up to?
Well, here's the thing. No. My eyes were mostly in Fnabby's pants in that room the whole time. It was not my problem. Somebody else should have taken care of that.
He says, right. What's the next thing we should do?
We gotta make Old Ham great again.
We're in New Ham, though.
Well, do you have any leads on tracking down this Bixie guy? Because he seems to be our best bet right now.
Tell you what, we're all on the lookout for her in the entire city guard. But I don't know if I can trust them. Everybody's compromised at this point. I'm going to listen to the sending stones for the city guard. If I hear anything, I'll let you guys know.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I think we need to make a group here. I think that we're the only ones that we can trust. I don't know who to trust in the guard anymore. What should we call our friends group?
Who wants to say it?
I feel like this whole thing has been a kind of test of our will, you know?
I think I see where you're going with this. Should we all say it on the count of three?
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Testies!
And then you all like sort of high five in the middle of the room.
Sick.
Cass does it too and breaks your arm. And then nice. Tia actually is going to grab Megan and she's going to say, there's one last thing. I went out the last day or so and I went searching for the purple stuff you guys were talking about. I went as far as you did to the Marshy Barrens and I got some. And she picks it out of her pocket and she has it in a vial.
Wow.
Damn, Tia.
Thanks, Tia.
Yeah, dope.
And she's like, what should we do? Should we try to investigate on it, or...
Maybe that poison shop owner has, like, a chemistry set or something. They can run some experiments.
Sure.
Or doesn't Megan?
I don't, at least. Maybe Megan, do you? Do you have a chemistry set on you?
Megan, are you good for anything? Can you do anything?
Listen, I'm Tia. The NPCs have really taken over the narrative, so I was just going to hand it back to you guys.
Tia, give me that vial. Let me look at that. Get out of here.
That wouldn't work for, like, detect object, right? I couldn't be like, let's find more goo if I'm trying to, like, locate, like, Bigsby. Like, I doubt I'm close to him enough, like, but, like, in the long run, like, that wouldn't work, right? Because it's not the same object.
I mean, you could try it, but it's only 1,000 feet, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, like, for now, but I'm saying, like, if we
get,
like,
close. Okay, yeah, I mean, you could try it.
Oh, okay, all right, whatever.
But, I mean,
get it under your magnifying glass. Tell us what you see.
All right, I'll do an investigation check on this fucking goo. Let's see. Well.
Use inspiration for advantage if you have it.
It was a 7. Oh, yeah, I do have an inspiration point. I'll do that.
Sure.
So I rolled a 1.
Okay. Jesus fucking Christ, Megan.
You just say, I guess, like, I can't tell anything from just looking at it. And Tia's like, you're enrolled to Oldham College, right? What was it called again?
Oldham Community College.
Oh. They have a branch here in Newham. I think you could probably go in there and maybe use some of their...
Their lab equipment?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to come with me?
Of course. There's nothing I'd like more than to figure out what this shit is.
All right.
You gonna go do that today?
Yeah, that's how I'm gonna spend my day. In the lab.
Hawk, I think we should join up, me and you, today.
Sure.
We should spread some of this coin around and try to find, if not Bigsby himself, then maybe Bigsby's family, if you know what I mean. Surely he has a nice old mother or an aunt or, someone he cares about.
Sure. We could watch out for bird people.
Yeah. Kenkus, they seem like they're somewhat of a minority in this town. See if we find any filthy urchins, kind of like yourself, that we can pay to put an eye out for us.
Shouldn't we be looking out for him in, like, healing places since I stabbed him in the gut? Maybe he went to a hospital or something?
Could be. Anyway, I'm just saying, you gotta learn how to delegate. When you're as rich as me, you can afford to pay a couple dozen urchins to do your searching for you in a city like this. I feel like you both have criminal hookups, don't you? Can't you find the leader of the gang of... filthy ruffians in the city?
I have a contact into a network of criminals. I don't really know what that means.
All right. Well, I'll give you 5 gold to spend it between you. You can hire at least 50 filthy orphans to search for one day to find out everything about Bixby and his network of family connections in this town.
Hey, not all orphans are filthy. And Hawk tries to hide the throw-up that's on his sleeve.
Anyway, since we... let that be, my profit sharing with you. With all the winnings I made, it's a small token of my appreciation. And then I pocket the rest of the money. I mark off 5 gold from my sheet. I'm going to spend the rest of the day just looking for a nice hookah bar. And I'm going to... I'm going to try to just relax and smoke a hookah for the rest of the day.
So you're just going to chill?
Yeah, well,
we're all very unconcerned about this war coming up.
I'm delegating. I feel like I've done my part.
Okay, so Nora has the criminal background, which has the criminal contact feature.
You have a reliable and trustworthy contact who acts as your liaison to a network of other criminals. You know how to get messages to and from your contact, even over great distances. Specifically, you know the local messengers, corrupt caravan masters, and seedy sailors who can deliver messages for you.
So, all right.
I'm going to say you're kind of like the spider in Game of Thrones here is what is what Fnabby is recommending.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if you want to continue with that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to put out the message through my thing, where the fuck is Bixby?
Beep, 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 beep. Where are we? What kind of establishment are we? Are we back at
you're at the place? Restless Quill.
Oh, okay.
Tia just left with Megan. The three of you are forming a criminal fucking conspiracy, and I feel like Zeph, I don't know what you're doing, but it feels like sleeping, right?
Yeah, Zeph is fucking...
long resting?
Getting all of his Z's.
And I'm gonna go back to Megan,
sick,
who's made it with Tia to the investigation circle.
Cool.
Laboratory.
So we're in, like, the satellite lab.
Yeah, you flash your student ID card, and you were allowed entry.
Tia was the one that was interested in magic, and that I was showing her stuff, right?
Oh, she didn't like sorcerers, but she really liked wizards.
Oh, and then I tried to, but then my mic stopped working. Okay,
that's right. Yeah.
And then you all took that for me as being a dick.
that's exactly what happened, and you gave us no reason to doubt it.
So I'm like, well, this is how you put stuff in a fucking, like, beaker. Like, I show her the ropes on, like... So I figure, like, I'm running this shit through, like, a centrifuge. I'm doing all that jazz.
Okay, you have all this equipment and you're proficient in investigation. I think I'm going to not make you roll just because you're spending all day doing this.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know about the purple stuff.
Yay.
You know nothing. It is completely unknown. No.
It's gack.
You actually bring it under a telescope and you get it down to the molecular level and you can see the Nickelodeon logo in it.
It's a bit of MacGuffin-tonium.
Yeah.
All right, here's what you actually learn about the purple ooze. It's an actual living organism, but it's not sentient. It's more like a bacteria or virus than anything else. It's a viscous liquid and it grows stronger and more potent in greater quantities. And it can move slightly to attach itself to new hosts, but it's not smart enough to actually move around on its own. It's susceptible to fire and burns up easily, but it can also be killed with just blunt and slashing attacks. As for its origins, through your studies and knowledge of biology, it's not like anything you've ever seen before on this plane. Even otherworldly stuff in the deep Underdark is nothing like this creepy purple stuff, and the library doesn't have anything that matches its genetic makeup or anything like that at all. So,
what is it that makes it, and like, I don't know if I know this, but like, what makes it make people crazy?
Okay, I want you to describe how you test this.
All right, so I tell Tia, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna sit on this chair, and you're gonna strap me up and roll up my sleeve, and then you're gonna take an eyedropper and take some of this and then drop it on some of my arm, and we'll see what happens. Okay?
All right. You don't want to use, like, a gerbil or something?
Oh, Frankenstein this. Do it yourself.
No. This is the only way I'll know how what's going on with my body.
All right, great. Now remember, Tia is a Goliath,
yeah.
So I think she can handle you.
Yeah, and you're here, so yeah.
Okay.
Make sure to remove all your weapons.
Yeah, okay, she disarms you, removes your arcane focus, which is your magnifying glass, ties you up, and she does it. She drops it on your arm, and I want you to do a constitution saving throw.
Classic Megan.
13.
Okay, you pass that. Now I want you to do an intelligence saving throw.
24.
Holy shit. You're able to control yourself this time, but you can feel it digging into you on your arm, and it actually seeps into you, and you hear in the back of your mind, kill, destroy, must kill, and then it just sort of evaporates as your well-being, or as your, like, self overcomes it.
All right, hang on. Use the magnifying glass. Look at what's going on.
Okay.
I tell Tia.
Tia's going to roll with advantage with the magnifying glass. She's going to get a 17.
I literally want her to look at this like it's Osmosis Jones. Like, see what the fuck.
She shrinks herself down and goes into your bloodstream. And she pals around while she watches it. And there's a whole feature-length movie about it.
There's a very good pimple-popping scene in that movie,
yes,
by the way.
There is. She gets out and she says, well, I know you love movies, so have you ever seen Ghostbusters 2?
That's the one with the painting, yeah.
Yeah, and the pink goop.
Oh, I guess that would be the more applicable part of this.
It's some kind of microorganism that, I don't know where it comes from, but it gets into bloodstream and it supercharges you and it just makes you want to kill. It seems to take over part of your brain and it drives you into a 28 days later rage. And it seems like eventually it does dissolve from your system. But I couldn't tell you what happens when you have too much of it. I think at this point, the science is limiting. I think we need to check out the history section to see if this has ever happened before, because it's seeping up from the ground.
How much of the day do we have left?
This was the morning, so It's like the afternoon.
I'm going to spend the rest of like the day like looking for a cure.
Okay. So you're looking for a cure. How about you do a medicine check just to see how successful you are at finding a cure?
15.
Okay. You're able to make a cure, but only for skin. If someone's exposed to this in like a decent amount on their skin, you're able to administer a cure to them and it will help them fight this stuff. But you have no idea how to save someone who's had it enter their bloodstream or been swallowed.
Is this cure just chopping the skin off?
That would fit in the theme of this world where we just are brutal torturers and everything's horrible.
The cure is actually your spell Firebolt. No. You have a cure, but, like, the person loses. They just become exhausted. They just pass out when you administer this.
Cool. Okay.
Let's go back to Hawk.
I was going to use my short rest to clean myself up to get the throw up off my sleeve.
Do you want to do anything else?
I guess I'll blow my dog whistle just to, okay. to see what Sorry. Happens.
I heard the end of that sentence before it came.
Let's see. Can you do animal handling roll for me?
Sure. So it was 11.
It takes you most of the day spending time with this dog, this spirit dog, but you're able to teach it, like, simple commands. You can tell it to, like, go over there, and it can even go up and pick up a small object and bring it back to you.
AKA fetch.
I was thinking, like, sit or lie down, but...
Yeah, it also knows sit and lie down and cool. also play dead, which is a good one, because it's a spirit, so it just looks at you.
Nice.
So moving on to Fnabby.
I'm looking for a hookah bar.
Yeah, you find a Heavy Tree, which is a hookah bar.
All right. So I swagger into Heavy Tree with my pockets laden with gold.
Good evening, sir.
Say, one hookah, please, with your finest fantasy tobacco.
I have only the fanciest of fantasy tobacco.
And he procures it for you.
And then I want to talk to him while I smoke. I give him a nice tip and I ask him, what's the scuttlebutt around town right now? Is there anything that's been on your mind recently?
Things are looking absolutely dire around here. My hookah bar, nobody just wants to chill out. We're at the verge of war. Our beloved prince has gone missing. I don't mean to rile you up, sir.
No, please, please. It relaxes me to hear about others' troubles.
Oh, you're one of those. Wonderful. Well,
tell me, do you pay protection to any particular clan or gang?
No, of course not.
I hand him another silver as a tip. I say, please, please, I'm a friend here. I'm just trying to understand what's going on.
You seem like a knock to me.
I give him another silver, and I say, no.
Another $10 I couldn't possibly hold back now.
Let's have you do a persuasion check.
All right. I got a -1.
Sir, get the fuck out of my store and do not return.
All right.
I know you're kind. I pay no protection. I only pay for the most glorious of hookah.
All right, I pick up the hookah and I walk out carrying it.
Sir, you must leave the hookah.
Sorry, if you don't pay protection to anyone, then I guess you aren't protected, are you?
What?
And I leave.
Sir, if you do not leave, I'll have you murdered, I'll have you know.
Well,
okay, that's a little much, but I will have you messed up. Now give me back my hookah.
Sorry, I just don't understand who it is that you could possibly have hurt me.
Well, it was Justino, and now it's Maldoni. What more do you want?
Oh, I'd like to sit back down and talk to you about this Maldoni. I happened to have met him last night.
Oh, have you? What's your passive wisdom?
Oh, passive wisdom is 12, then.
12? Okay, well, you notice his 2 when he tries to sneak behind his bar and press... by the way, this guy looks like the caterpillar from... Alice in the Wonderland.
Nice.
You see him try to press like a stone, and he presses it, and it glows.
Now, my friend, I feel like you may have just betrayed me.
I wouldn't possibly. You are my finest customer.
So I'm going to cast Zone of Truth. Oh, make a DC gosh. 12 charisma save, bartender. Quickly now.
He failed.
I say, how long do you expect it to take for that stone to cause a response?
I mean, lately it's been probably half an hour or longer.
Okay, I say,
Why would I say that to you?
Sit down and let's have a long chat.
Fine, yes, of course. Are you threatening him in any way?
No.
He sits down. What would you like to talk about, sir?
Tell me, when did you first learn that Smaldoni was your new boss?
Just a day or two ago, I can't tell you, but it was...
Have you ever heard of Bixby Fellows?
Of course, he's held up my joint a number of times.
Do you know anything about him? Where he lives? Anything? Any accomplices? Relatives?
I mean, if I knew where he lived, I'd have turned him into the authorities ages ago. The last whereabouts is the neighborhood of the Emerald Bridge. That's all I can tell you. I'm sorry, please leave.
All right, I'll give that information to Ro and Hawk. I mean, to Nora and Hawk to help aid in their spending their funds properly. And I'll take the hookah with me when I leave.
He's not going to stop you this time. You have a hookah now.
So I think Zeph, like, after licking his wounds and being like, somehow I am fine now because I slept one night and...
You're a magic thing.
So I guess Zeph is going to try to... talk to Warwick?
Ah, Zeph, you look much better somehow. That's very impressive.
Yeah, Gatorade. Okay, let's move on now.
I'll have to get myself some of this Gatorade.
He's like, H2O!
Just like movie references the session, you guys.
Hey, guys, remember 1999? It was really lit.
You actually get him on patrol.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what can I help you with Zeph?
We got some shit going on, right?
I would say so.
I don't know what you're privy to. I don't know what we're privy to. I don't know what, like, Fox is reporting on what everybody's privy to. I'm sorry, did I say Fox? I meant Fantasy Fox.
Yeah, well, the magical Fantasy Fox that whispers in the ears of the old people in Newham is he's really stirring some shit up lately.
Yes, yes. What a mischievous fox. So Warwick, I trust you.
Good. I trust you too, Zeph. He puts his arm on your shoulder.
I lightly kiss his neck.
I didn't mean to... Okay.
In a friendly way.
This must be a tiefling thing. Takes his hand that was on your shoulder and uses it to brush his hair back. Uh-huh. Well, I've got to go to my...
Zeph, do an insight check to see if he's blushing or hard a little.
Go ahead.
Oh, God. That's going to be a natural 20.
He's blushing, yeah. I don't know if it's hard, though.
It's all good. Zeph's not trying to get any. He's just playing the game. So, do you know anything about Bixby? Anything in the city guard profile?
And he puts his arm on your shoulder again. He says, look, there's one thing I didn't tell you. Bixby is very clearly addicted to elf blood. If there's one way that you could potentially get to him, it'd be through that. You can check out maybe some of the elf blood dens. That's all I can tell you.
Alright, Warwick, you sound incredulous, but it sounds like you know every single fucking one of them.
Warwick says... I guess there's no reason to keep being dodgy here. And he slips Zeph a map of Newham with several dozen circles drawn all around the city. Look, I can't narrow it down for you any further, but these are all the known sightings of Bixby in the last few months.
That's fine, Warwick. And I grab my right hand around the back of his neck, and I use my claws to scrape just a little bit, and I lean my head in to his left ear and say... You can tell me whenever you want. And then I let him go.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm jacking off right now.
50 shades of ham. Yeah. Zeph, I assume you bring this back to Nora, this map.
Yes, of course. Nora is my number one at this point.
Yeah, I mean, have I gotten information back?
I don't even think I need to make you roll, because everybody helped you. Narrow this down. Mm-hmm. And an orphan comes back to you. The orphan's name is Gok. Gok comes up to you and says,
He's in Crescent Gardens. That's in the Emerald Bridge. It's not far from here. He's there now. If you hurry, you can make it.
Crescent Gardens is like a pub or whatever?
Crescent Gardens is a It's a park.
Is it park?
But
okay.
If you notice outside, it's pretty dark, so do be careful.
Or break off half of one of my never-ending Slim Jims and chuck it to the kid.
Okay, it grows back, but he eats half of a Slim Jim and it's like, cool. He doesn't get a never-ending Slim Jim, too.
No, I know. I'm saying, I'm giving him half a Slim Jim.
Okay, all right, so you know where he is.
All right, so is everyone else in the group near enough by that I can be like, hey, let's go get this ding-dong?
It's like 11 p.m., so everybody can tell me if they're around for Nora to find, but I...
Yeah, I think so.
So, I guess you're all together? Are you gonna go there?
I mean, that's my vote.
Yeah.
So let's go get this dipshit then. All right, sure. Are Cass and Tia with us?
Do you want them to be?
Aren't they, like, way huge? Maybe we should leave them behind.
Cass and Tia are way huge, both of them.
Way to body shame.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Wait, is this something we're supposed to be stealthy about, though?
Well, he might try to run. He does fly.
And he knows what some of us look like.
How big is Bixby?
Medium, right?
Yeah, he's a medium size, so he's a little bit bigger than you.
Okay.
Charm person certainly does make it easier to talk to an adversary, though.
I can command him to cower and then tie him up with the stone rope.
And then I can take a small twig and beat him across the face until he bleeds and is willing to speak.
I like all these ideas.
That's not magical. Yeah. That's just, just regular.
And actually, I'm going to tell Tia to stay behind to, like, research the shit some more. I don't give a fuck. She's going to be of no use to us.
All right.
All right, so all five of you, is Cass coming?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Cass and the five of you head towards Emerald, I think it's Crescent Park and Emerald Bridge.
Crescent Gardens Park.
So you make it to Crescent Gardens Park. It's very late at night. It's actually a very nice and scenic park, but you get to the spot on the map and it's sort of a dingy storage shack hidden away within the park. It has two big barn doors that are open and you can see inside there's a closed small back door as well. From a hill that overlooks the shack where you're standing, you can see inside, and there's a Kenku. It looks like he's wrapped himself in bandages that have bled through.
Is he the Kenku?
Yeah, is he Bixby?
Yeah, that's definitely him.
So Bixby's like in the weird like tomb kind of thing?
Yeah. For some reason, he feels safe in enclosed spaces.
Yeah, for sure, like a bird.
As birds do.
What is our plan here?
I'm hoping that the three spellcasters can all simultaneously cast spells that would stop him from escaping.
You know what? Zeph casts Disguise Self to look like Small Donny.
Yeah, well, why don't you do that and then have Cass out back, and then he'll run out back and then have Cass catch him.
Yeah.
You want to surround the place?
Yeah.
Does Small Donny make sense, or does Justina make sense?
Are we trying to scare him out, or usher him out, be like, come talk with me?
I think I'm going for usher him out, come talk with me, and I think
it would be Justina.
Justina, yeah, I think I'm gonna...
So the door behind him, does it have a window on it, or is it just like a solid door?
It's just a door, and I guess it's got a window on it, but it is closed.
Alright, and then the opening in front of him, there's no door, it's just like...
It's like a barn...
Like a wide open
shack type thing. Okay,
so why don't we sneak in close, have Cass bar the door from behind. If he can't fly out the top, then we've got him trapped inside. We don't want him to get outside of there, because then he's just going to fly away.
Oh, yeah, good point.
We got this bird in a cage.
Okay,
it seems like a good plan then.
I feel like Cass should cover the back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. And
I think we should have people definitely on either side of the doors.
I'll be a point person as a sneakies.
Okay.
And she'd have advantage on stealth.
Because you gave her the trickster's thing?
If we were sneaking. I touch her with my hands of power.
Do you touch all of us?
No, I can only touch... Well, I touch all of you, but I only touch her in a special way.
I'm going to try and sneak up to either side of the door.
If Fnabby is in thaumaturgy range of that door, just in case Bixby tries to run out of it, then Fnabby can yell it shut.
Well, I'm going to cast Command on him. As soon as if he tries to move, I'll have it ready, a ready to action to cast Command. If he tries to move at all, to grovel.
Sounds good.
If Hawk's going to go to one side of the door, who's going to go to the other side of the front door?
Because I'm a sneaky.
And we can ready whatever kind of weapons we want, and then Cass will go to the back door. So I think the...
I'll go and join Cass in the back there.
Okay.
So I can Ray of Frost this door shut.
Yeah.
Can I get my short bow prepped and ready just in case, too?
Sure. Where's Thurgood?
In my pants.
I was going to say I took it out, but all right, yeah. Thurgood's still cozy.
In Fnabby's pants.
In okay. Fnabby's pants.
Megan, are you going to try to freeze at the same time that Zeph approaches?
I'll probably...
Well, though we shouldn't do both of those things, team. Zeph approaching is keeping him calm and keeping him in there. Attacking the door behind him with a spell is going to scare him out of there. Those are, like, counterproductive
things. Can Fnabby things. See everything going on inside?
Yeah, I can.
So Thurga's going to peek out of Fnabby's fucking fly, you know, just like rub it, rub it, rub it, and watch everything happen, and then I'll Ray of Frost it if I see shit go bad. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Sounds good.
So who's at the top of the order here?
I imagine it would be me and everybody else is readied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I have command readied if the bird moves more than 10 feet.
Yeah, and I've readied Ray of Frost.
And I've got
Cass
my short
is standing ready. Back but ready to charge the door.
I've readied my horseshoe in my hand.
So Zeph is gonna, disguised as Justino. Fully disguised self, have already cast it. Zeph is going to approach and be like, "Hey, yo, Bixby, what's up? Good to see you. Oh my god,
Bixby is molting or
molting.
He's not. Well, I guess he is molting. That's why he's preening. He looks up and says, he's robot chicken.
Bixby, what's up? What do you don't squawk at me. It's me, Justino. What's up?
Okay, he rolled a 2 on his insight check.
Great.
So he's like, Justino, what happened? What happened? I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out.
Listen. Bixby, calm down. Small donny, small change. There's nothing going on. We're going to go ahead and turn this thing around on him. It's a minor setback. What's going on with you? What's the news? I need to know what's going on. Why don't you fill me in real quick? Because I just showed up here right now.
He's starting to get a little suspicious, but he's fully distracted. And he's looking straight at you, and he's also high as a kite on this shit, which is... It's an upper, not a downer. Elf blood. And he's sort of twitching and just saying, I don't know what happened. Small Tony, he destroyed the whole bar right in front of me. I didn't know what to do. I just flew away. What should I do, boss?
Listen, we're going to reconvene. We're going to get Big Feet Joey and Large Feet Tony and semi-regular feet Joseph.
No, but what about, men's Jerry?
Yeah, what about small feet Joni?
Joni's gonna be in it too, like all of them. Listen.
By the way, just side note, it's really weird that we name everybody after the size of the feet.
I'm working on it. Like it's hard to start a mobster kingdom.
he's looking at you quizzically and he walks towards you. And now Hawk and Nori can both see him.
He can't see us where we are.
Well, he's walking and he's continuing to walk, so.
Alright, yeah, I'll cast Ray of Frost on the door.
Alright, freezes shut.
Alright, so I'm gonna command him to grovel.
And what does he have to do to save that?
He has to make a DC 12 charisma save.
Charisma, huh?
Yep.
He got a 10.
Alright, so he has to fall prone.
Alright, he falls prone.
Justino walks right up to him and he says, Bixby, calm down.
What's going on, boss? What are all these people? What are you doing? Just
look, there's been a little breach of trust. You know how it goes. You've been in this business for a while.
Are you trying to say I'm going to get whacked?
You're not going to get whacked if you don't breach the trust. Why don't we take a seat?
Yeah, of course, boss. But how did you get out of there?
Don't worry about it. I'm Justino. You think it's going to be so easy to whack me? You think I'm that easy to motherfucking play?
So question to the team. Do we want to stay hidden still?
Across the way, Hawk is motioning, get him.
So I'm just gonna go stand over him and have my short bow ready and pointing at him.
I'm just going to manacle his feet.
Yes. Yes.
Because I got manacles. I'm going to tell the rest of the group, all right, everybody haul in here. Drag this guy back here for me. He's a lot bigger than I am. One of you big folk do it.
Awesome, you guys did it. You've got Bixie shackled and secured. He's not flying anywhere.
Hooray! Woo!
The Questies are Eno Accentive, Andrew Limbong, Grady Olson, Jules, Rowe, and me, Garrett Gardner. Dungeon mastering, editing, and music by me. Check out Questies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Questies Podcast, and visit our website at questies.cool.